Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. This is a special month. This is a month that we acknowledge love.
Love is in the house, right?
That we watch rom-coms. It's actually the only time Brad's wife and my wife will watch it with us. This is Valentine's month. It's February. Welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. We're so glad that you're here with us. My name's Roger, and I'm here with my buddy, my cuddle buddy, Brian.
Your buddy?
No, you gotta say right, my buddy.
Or as my wife my says buddy. It, your little buddy, Brad.
I gotta say, Roger, with your very white, baritone, raspy voice is kind of a nice touch to the season. This is my favorite season of all.
That was way more depressing as a single person, I'll be honest. Like, man, this song sucks.
Yeah. Hey, but you know who's not celebrating Love Month?
Who?
Whitney Houston, because she's dead.
Lord bless.
Yeah, she ain't here. Man. She ain't celebrating Love Month.
Her legacy lives on.
Her legacy lives on in the bathtub she drowned in.
What?
Rather than pour a little bit
too
out.
Too soon?
Rather than pour a little bit out, it
overdosed.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, rather than pour a little bit out, it'd be snorted a little bit up.
Oh, gosh. Roger's just that. Look at Hannah's face.
I didn't know exactly that she was dead. I definitely didn't know how she died.
Yeah.
Roger, it's good to be back. We haven't been in the studio in a while.
Yeah, it seems like forever.
Yeah. You know?
Usually everybody takes like the holidays off, but we recorded stuff kind of through the holidays. And so now we're coming back. Like a month later, it seems.
I know it's weird. It's been a while since we've all been in the same room together.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Gary's here tonight. He's on time. Everybody, say
he was early.
He was early tonight.
He beat y'all. He by like 20 minutes.
I'm gonna give y'all guys a little behind inside baseball. Mm-hmm. We record on Mondays, and every Monday it's like clockwork. Gary texts the string and goes, "Are we recording tonight?"
not every Monday.
No, every Monday, we're not always recording.
He did not do it this week because I saw him at church.
He texted me this morning.
Oh, did he?
He said, are we recording tonight?
Well,
I respect that he texts.
Wanting to know. That's great. Yeah.
You were sick, so I wanted to make sure we were
still recording.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that Gary every week checks. Are we recording tonight, this Monday? Yeah.
No. I always just have to check what movies we're doing because it changes every 5 seconds.
We do change movies. Well, it ebbs and flows with what goes off streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah. I know,
we text the date before. I'm like, what are we watching?
Producer Gary's here. He's dressed in his backup Hawaiian shirt because of the backup plan. He has a backup that he brings every now and then. So good to see you, Producer Gary. How's
Love Month?
Yeah, how's Love Month going for you?
I'd say the last couple months have been going
He's
pretty good.
He's still glowing, so.
Going pretty good,
Got the chipmunk thing in his cheeks.
He really does. He's so happy right now.
Going pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man. It really is.
Gary's having such a great time. But if I just told him about my 15 minutes at the house before I came over with my wife.
Oh, boy.
It would just kill his flow. So
what, was that good or that bad?
To kill my flow? That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, and I'll say this because she's not listening. But if she does... You know, just a tough work day, you know, mm-hmm. And then my back's been getting better, but just like sitting in my chair at my desk, it's just getting up's painful. So, you know, I'm getting up at five, out of the chair at 5. I've already forgot to take something out of the freezer for supper. So I know that's the first thing I'm going to hear. Second thing is, did I check on something that I was supposed to do, which I had no time today, and it was still something else. And then she asked me another question, and I actually answered I took my meds from my back. I was like, oh, that's nice. I got at least one thing. I got one thing right for you today. So
that's never a good thing.
But it wasn't like a hateful conversation. It was one of those ones like I was just like, I wasn't in the mood to nag. We joke about how she has to nag. And you know, so yeah. Mm. So enjoy it, Gary.
Enjoy pre-nagging.
Man, I don't have to deal with any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, because you're a woman.
Well,
because I'm single is what I was thinking.
You'll be the nagger when you get married.
I do not nag. No. I've also only been with horrible people, so.
That voice you hear, First Lady of Movie Torture. We have to call her that. It's in the contract. Mm-hmm. She only agrees to appear if we say that. Producer Gary can't look at her eye to eye. Mm-hmm. He has to look at the wall when he talks. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to look down. Mm-hmm. Roger looks sideways.
I'm just going to start
wearing
sunglasses.
She's actually never seen her eye colors. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't look at peasants.
I don't look at peasants.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm so glad I came back, y'all.
I know. I'm so glad to know I'm a peasant now. I'm so glad.
Love y'all.
Off with your head.
I'm good. It's good to be here. I think I normally say, what's up? So, yeah, what's up?
It's good to see you, Hannah.
It's always good
to have you in the house. Yeah. Even when you come to talk about a garbage movie.
And this one was I don't normally complain about the length of the movies, but this one I was like, this is too long.
Yeah, let's get into it. But what movie are we doing this month, this week, Raj?
We are doing The Backup Plan.
Oh, we need a backup plan for this one.
With J-Lo and Melissa McCarthy's in this one. Mm-hmm. And
making her return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing that same character she plays in every movie.
And so does J-Lo.
Yeah, this movie was release date was April 23rd, 2010. The budget for it was $35 million, and the box office was $77.8
million.
Oh my gosh. So it actually did pretty well. You know, did double.
Wow. This movie only cost $35
million? Yep. J-Lo probably cost $30 million. That's mm-hmm. probably the deal.
How did they make that much?
It was number one the first week in the box office, and then slid down to number two the next week.
What year was it? 2010?
Yeah.
What month did it come out?
I guess we had nothing better.
April. They didn't have April. This. They should have had this song in the movie.
Children growing, women producing, men going. What is this?
You know this song?
What song is this?
Hold on, listen.
Oh.
I'm just Jenny
from
the block.
Yeah, they could have played this at the beginning.
That
would
have been the best thing about the movie, honestly.
Still didn't know it.
Well, the song from the very beginning was hers.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that terrible animation that made her...
What is love?
Yeah.
That was hers.
What is love?
Yeah.
That one? No. Pain don't hurt me.
I was like, no, that's a dude, isn't it?
Yeah. So what else, Raj? Tell us more about this.
That's probably... I mean... Like I said, there was a couple of, kind of big stars in it. A
couple movie torture, returning movie torture actors in this movie. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, Erik Christian Olsen.
Yeah, we just had him on Hannah's last month, right?
Yeah.
Who?
In Dumb and Dumber.
Yep, the guy from NCIS.
Bro, I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking at him.
That
now.
Is him.
Yeah.
He wasn't in it much, though, was he?
Who did he play? Clive? Who was Clive?
He was the friend that wouldn't inseminate
her. Oh.
Yeah.
I did not recognize.
The one that worked in the shop with her, yeah.
You didn't watch this, did you, Gary?
I was going to say, as someone that didn't watch
the movie.
And
we just threw that word at him. He's terrified right now.
He's the guy that inseminated somebody. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it, Roger?
Oh, and Linda Lavin.
Oh, she was.
The younger people in the room may not know who Linda Lavin is.
I know who Linda Lavin is.
Brad and I know who Linda Lavin is.
Yeah.
From the great show Alice.
Yeah. Man, she was. Yeah,
where the phrase kiss my grits became famous.
Kiss my grits.
That was with Mel, right?
What does that even mean?
That was
that's Flo. The PG, what? Like
the first Flo.
Southern.
Was it Mel on the show? Wasn't there a Mel?
That was the cook in the kitchen.
Mel the cook, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it grits?
You've never heard that one?
No.
Kiss my grits.
It was like the waitress that was on the show when she would like. Tell people off, she would say, kiss my grits.
Which I need a line that lets people know I'm telling them off without doing it. Like, like smell my socks. And I just walk away. They'll be like, what? They'll even more confused, but I'll be like, smell my socks. They'll be like, Brad's sassy now. I'll be like, yeah, smell
Speaking
my
socks. Are those your what's, fake Jordans?
You like them? These fakes.
What's funny is the kiss my grits. I heard it the other day. I'm watching... Fargo, because somebody told me to go
the
ahead and
TV
watch
show.
Yeah,
which so is an incredible show, by the way.
I'm in season two, and one of the characters on there says, "Kiss my grits."
Okay,
because it's based in the 70s.
Season two is good. Season one was good with Billy Bob. You watched that one?
Yeah, I'd seen one before.
I'm talking about season five. I haven't.
Oh
seen...
yeah, I know they're all different, but I have to go through like my.
Okay,
OCD
I haven't seen
me
three.
To.
I didn't watch the one with Ewan McGregor, and yeah. I hadn't seen the one with Chris Rock.
And they are connected. Like two and one are connected.
But the rest of them aren't.
Yeah. Okay.
But season five, the best one.
Okay.
By far.
Well, I'll get to it eventually. You know. It takes forever to watch anything on Hulu because you got to go through commercials every...
Not me. I pay for the non-commercials. I splurge.
Just need to share your logins for everything with all of us so
big
we can...
Big money.
I gave you my...
You did. That was super helpful. I saw where you left off
no,
in this movie.
No, you did.
On what movie?
You did
this
not...
Movie.
You did,
I finished it.
Brad, you did not share a login. Remember, we don't share logins
here.
No,
we,
yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah.
We all have our own accounts.
No. I did finish it.
But you didn't watch all the end credit scenes.
For it, right, Roger?
Stopped in the middle.
I didn't want to see the end credit scenes, Hannah.
They honestly were better than the actual movie.
Oh, my gosh. You want me to do my synopsis, or you still got...
No, that's... You run with it.
Okay. This is a movie about Jennifer Lopez, who...
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
...lives in New York City and can't find one man to knock her up. She wants a baby. She gets inseminated artificially, then meets a guy who steals her cab, and she meets Hawaii 5-0, who I didn't know who he was until I looked
Hawaii
it up.
Hawaii 5-0.
And he's on Hawaii 5-0 for like 10 years,
Alex,
Hannah.
I don't,
Alex
I've never watched that. I don't know
me
what that
either.
Is.
I'm not 68 years old. Like Movie Torture Dad probably watches the black and white
well, then
Hawaii
why
5-0.
Would you expect me to have watched
anyway,
that?
It came. It was in black
they
and
meet...
White.
He anyway. Proceeds to stalk her. Like, I mean, he is like...
No, he doesn't.
Oh, my gosh. He's showing up wherever she's at.
She shows up where he's at, technically.
But then he's like, let me take you out to eat. And she's like, well, I'll go get carry out. No fair. This was too fast. Let me walk you to your house.
Like, no. First he said, let me watch you take a bite of that hot dog. I was like,
Which is super creepy.
Yeah, very.
What?
Somebody I used that line to me, one like, time no. in college and got punched in the mouth. No, I didn't. Gary's like, what?
No, Gary knows better.
Yeah. They end up meeting. He lives on the farm. They go do J-Lo farm stuff. Come back. Melissa McCarthy, some weird lady. And they end up, you know how they're gonna end up loving each other. Mm-hmm. She has to tell him she's pregnant. He goes, holy crap, you're pregnant. And she's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do with that. I mean, he just had sex with her too. Go figure. And like, I don't know. That's the movie. If you want to watch it, please.
She ends up being pregnant with twins. This is a very important aspect. Okay. Of course, they have the big fight.
They always have a big fight.
And then right when her water breaks, of course, she goes to win him back. He's like, I'm so in love with you. And then at the end, what happens at the end?
Tell me, because I had to fast forward a lot.
What?
I was
pregnant
watching
again.
It with the flu.
Oh, come on. Come on. We don't fast
they
forward to movies
together,
on
the together, of course.
Yes, and she was pregnant again. He asked her to marry her. And then afterwards.
Kid number three.
Uh-huh, on the way.
Wait, So hang on. She was originally met when she was outside of like a clinic to
No, she had just she had just left the clinic and she was getting in a cab. It was pouring rain. He happened to also get in the same cab. And that was the first time that they met.
You know how that
But she was walking out of a clinic to be.
And she was. Yes.
Okay, well, let's get into this movie. There's so much I want to unpack in this movie.
I'm gonna have questions.
First off, the movie opens up with her in a gyno chair,
was like 12 feet off the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even know they
like
went that high.
Observatory,
like a carnival ride.
I was like, if you sneeze too hard up there, the whole thing's coming down.
Yeah, it opens up gross. I mean, no dude wants to watch this, and he's like all up in her biz. And she's like, and he goes, keep it squished. And it turns the timer on.
I didn't hear that part. Yeah.
So she's sitting there with her legs, and she's like, I can't find anybody. Oh, do I really want this baby? Oh my gosh. And I'm like, well, you paid this money. Mm-hmm. You're in there. The doctor's gloves are bloody.
That was the second doctor's appointment.
Yeah, God. Yeah, I'm telling you, Gary.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. His eyes are watering. He's about to throw up.
Gary just passed out.
Okay. I think there needs to be a new thing for, like, people who are being inseminated. There should be like a little room off to the side with a window and like a crowd of about 12 people there, and they're like cheering like shoot the seed.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. He like goes up there like this.
Yeah.
And you got hired people like Gary coming in. His hat backwards. No. And he's like, shoot the seed. John 3:16 sign.
No.
What? Or a new.
Like you're at a game.
What did you say?
You're holding a John 3:16 sign like you're at a basketball game or a football game.
Why John 3:16?
Because that's what they always hold. Have y'all never watched sports?
No, Roger, I get it.
You always see that, right? Like, every game, there's always somebody holding a John 3:16.
Usually right behind kick field goals and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been doing that since we were kids watching football.
Encino We Trust or something.
I would have thought.
Encino We Trust.
I would have thought one of the pastors could have come up with a better Bible verse about pregnancy or sex.
It's not about pregnancy. It's like
a random chance. Yeah,
you're just at a game. You're at an event.
You're just trying to share the gospel.
Or maybe they could have like a competition, like everybody gets like a little squirt gun of semen.
Oh my gosh! Now Gary would like that too. It's like a video game sort of, and you're like,
yeah.
That is
There's no way that would get out of a squirt gun. Work.
Oh my god!
But you don't know who it is either. So she's getting random babies. Nasty. Like
she knows he's a redhead with freckles.
Yeah,
I'm saying if you do the gun thing,
you could end up with
Gary's seed.
No, this
Rogers. You don't know.
That is not how any of this
That's
works.
That's why they don't do it that way.
I hope your kid never finds this episode.
Gary, I know how kids work.
No, I'm just saying. I hope your son never finds this episode. It's gonna be really weird.
So she waddles out of there.
She does,
right? She's like
she's trying to make sure it takes.
Got her legs separated.
Trying to make sure it takes, and the doctor's like, you know, you don't have to walk like that.
Yeah, and she's like,
oh, okay.
I mean, this is prime J-Lo. We're talking 2010 J-Lo.
How many movies of hers came out in 2010?
Too many. Because I think she's got to be one of the worst actresses I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's just all of her stuff is the exact same.
Yeah, all these rom-coms are. But she's been in some good, like the one where she's the abused girlfriend, and she like trains and to prepare herself for the guy who comes back.
Wait, what is this? Angel
the Mother?
Or what?
Is this recent?
Oh, no, it's one of the movies she did way back when. I mean, it was
Boy Next Door, Parker.
Brad's favorite movie is Boy Next Door.
I wanted to see the Boy Next Door. At least it wouldn't be typical J-Lo.
Let me go down her filmology.
So pretty much 2000 to 2010, she was just pumping out videos that were all the same, movies that were all
out
the same.
Out of Sight was good in 1998.
Out of Sight.
I just had this discussion about Jennifer Lopez with Hollywood Insider on Work Advice for Me, my other podcast. And
Hollywood Insider, eh?
Yeah, we were talking. She gets to vote on like Academy or on like Golden Globes and all that. She's a voter.
How do you become a voter for that?
She's a voter. And probably because she's been doing inside work her whole life. You know, it's her career. Well, we talked about J-Lo. And I said, J-Lo's like a one-note actress. All her movies are the same. And we were like, she goes, well, she's heard. J-Lo's about to take a movie that's going to be her launching pad because J-Lo used to tell everyone she was the best actress in Hollywood.
What?
She has an ego.
Enough is the movie I was thinking of. It's from 2002.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah,
that was have
one
y'all I saw seen that. The Mother that came out last year?
Is it good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't think
I'm just curious. It looks action-y and rated R.
It's rated R, we gotta watch it.
It's not horror.
It's rated R for please reject any J-Lo movie that comes around because
she was in Home. I love that movie.
She was also
Hustlers was a little different. That was a different one.
I've never watched that. I don't care to watch J-Lo in a strip club.
She in Ice Age?
I think she was one of the.
I'm sorry. It sounds like ass.
Wasn't there like a brother sister? They were like otters, not otters. Something.
Oh no, those were two brothers.
I thought there was one set of something. Anyway,
hang on. What about she was in Oh, what was she was in that What to Expect When You're Expecting, right?
No.
With Cameron Diaz? I think she was, right?
It's not listed.
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. I got to be right on this. I will.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 2012. Yeah. Sorry, I looked over it.
I like movies where she's barely in them.
Wedding Planner. I saw that one.
Okay, but we got this girl, Jennifer Lopez, walking around New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no guy that wants her. I did the math because I thought she was 65 in real life. She's 10 years. She's 55.
Okay.
She's my age, yeah.
So this movie was 14 years ago. So she was 41 in this movie.
Does not look it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just prime J-Lo. Like, yeah. She is very attractive woman walking around New York City.
Mm-hmm.
How unbelievable is it that she can't find one man to want to be her husband? I think it's like real life. She's been married like 5 times, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with celebrities like
now,
that.
Okay. So we all know I didn't watch the movie.
Yes.
Usually, yeah.
That's a given. I don't want to say work standards too high. Some people do that. They're like.
No. She asked a guy straight up, like basically, will you impregnate me? And he was like, no.
Okay. I mean, he looked at her like she was Flo at the diner with a hairnet and missing teeth. He's like, are you crazy? I'm thinking J-Lo asked a man. She wasn't even asking him to do the deed. She was just asking him for the good.
Was she not asking him to do the deed?
No. I don't think she wanted just an insemination.
Mm.
And he was like, no. But that goes back to how do you feel about that? Because there's a movie with Vince Vaughn. We'll probably end up doing it in this podcast eventually called Delivery Man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's coming. It's a crappy movie where he, like, inseminate, like, he goes to the bank,
mm-hmm.
like, hundreds of times. He has, like, 200 kids running
around.
Oh,
I've heard about this movie, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do this one as a companion to this one. But what are your thoughts on that? Is he there? I feel like he's a real dad to 200 people.
He's the biological father. He's not a dad to them.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? But he's actually biologically fathered.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person came to me and I was single, I would probably have a hard time going, I'll do that if we're just friends and I'm not attracted to that person. And
no, you would want to go to the sperm bank so you can get paid for it.
I couldn't do it and not be in the kid's life.
That's what I'm saying. There's like, no way I could. I couldn't give you a child, and I not be a part of that kid's life.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's why you would want to go to a sperm bank.
I know, but I'm saying what she's asking that guy is a tough thing. I get why he says no. Because
mm-hmm.
But
he could also be like, if a random girl's asking you to impregnate her, she could also end up coming after you for child support.
That was going
to
be
oh, I'd make her sign a contract.
Yeah. It's like, you can't, yeah.
She had to sign it.
That's a sketchy thing when someone's like, will you just give me a baby,
yeah,
cause, please?
Yeah, because plenty of girls do that now. They just try to get as many kids as they can so they can get all the child support and tax write-offs.
But that goes back to, are you a decent dude? Because if a lady were to ask me as a single man and she was my friend, I'd be like, no.
That's weird for a friend to ask that.
It is, because the baby's going to come out looking a little bit like me.
Yeah.
And then, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's weird.
And see, for me, the whole philosophy itself just is wrong. I mean, just, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm with Roger on that one.
I understand a woman who gets pregnant and, of course, you know, does what she can keep the baby and all that. But I have an issue, like, I want to bring a baby in my life and I want to raise it without a father. I just think it's unbiblical.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not always why they get it.
is this the most
like,
serious?
Like, sometimes it's for couples who can't have kids on their own. But if it is a single lady who's just like, I want kids, I think that's kind of dumb. Because kids need a dad in their life.
Yeah.
But if it's a couple who can't have kids and they
exactly.
want to have kids.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. So let's write out our description that the ladies would choose from when they went to the bank. Mine would be balding, 5'6", tubby, brown hair, blue eyed man with a college degree. That would be mine.
Do you?
And military background.
Oh, and military.
Yeah, you got to put that on there.
I don't think any woman would choose me, though. Oh, 5'6" would knock me out.
Hey, people like their short kings. You never know.
5'6" would knock me out.
If you go to a sperm bank, do you write your own description of, like, this is what your baby might come out
like? They would ask you a ton of questions, like, you know, about your background. That way the people who are adopting the baby know, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't think it's so much like a Tinder profile as your driver's license info, you know? Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I like how they would be like with me. They'd go, oh, okay. I like that. 5'6". Yeah, I can do that. What's he do for? He's a podcast movie torture. No, I'm good. I'm good. Movie torture. No. What would you say, Gary?
Oh, no.
Lover of Hawaiian shirts. Okay. Producer.
Yeah, y'all make it.
That's your tall. You have that going for you.
6 foot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Black hair. Good head of hair on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd kill for Gary's head of hair, man. Good hairline. Like, in a good spot.
Gary, I'll walk with you to the car after the podcast just to make sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of ladies that wait, but he's only got one lady. His wife number 4. So
I was talking about you going after his head of hair.
Oh, yeah. I want his hair. I'm going to shave it off and implant it.
I like that better, but anyway.
Good sense of humor.
Don't come after my hair. It's weird.
I'm not coming after your hair, Gary. I'll just come after your eyebrows. That's all I want. What would Roger say? Roger?
Formerly redheaded.
Long red hair.
Yeah.
Like the so mask.
Typically wins fights.
Yeah, 3-0. Yes,
you are a fighter.
Yeah. I'm a
capable of holding a woman on his shoulders for 2 hours at a concert.
Dang, Hannah's got a good memory.
I don't know. Hannah and my dad know the history of pretty much everything on this show, so.
Yeah.
Well.
Speaking of movie torture dad.
Yeah.
I need to address the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant in the room?
I called movie torture dad today in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are you up to? He was telling me, we were talking. He said, I watched a little bit of a movie last night. I said, what movie did you watch? And he said, I made it about 15 minutes. And I was like, no, I can't do this. I said, what is it, movie torture dad? He said, Barbie. I
said, no.
Yes. So that's why he texted in the group chat and was like, don't believe anything Brad says.
Barbie. I said,
I don't believe it.
No. Hand to God, he did it. He did it. And his buddy he's down there with, he said, my friend tried it earlier. He tried another time, 10 minutes, and then he watched it again for made 15 more. I'm like, why does he keep subjecting himself to this beatdown?
Why do you guys sound like you're trying drugs? You're like, he made it 15
waited
minutes.
Waited 15
in.
Minutes, tried it again. Wasn't strong enough.
Like, it didn't really work, but I'm going to try it again. I'll try again in 20 minutes.
He did. I said, do you have to leave? Do you have to cross state lines to watch Barbie? Do you have to, like, so it doesn't track on your Wi-Fi at your house that you've seen Barbie?
What do you watch it on?
I guess he watched it on Max at his friend's
your
house.
Max?
No, okay. He's in Florida for 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to say, you could have signed
your
in
Max
with your
account.
Stuff.
Oh,
your
no, Max he doesn't account. Have my Max account. He probably watched his friends down there. But I could not believe it. And I said, you know, I originally pitched movie torture do Barbie. And I said, but I don't think
it would be movie torture.
I don't think I could subject myself to doing it.
It doesn't qualify.
Roger, have you seen it?
It doesn't qualify because it's won Hollywood awards. It's like up for, you know, Oscars and all that kind of
Hollywood
stuff.
Hollywood doesn't always make good decisions.
Oh, my God.
I agree, but
have you seen it?
No, I refuse to.
I'm not going to a theater to watch that. I'm not paying for
it.
No, I said I'm not going to a theater to watch that.
I wouldn't watch it for free.
I wouldn't pay for it.
Okay, but my dad's movie torture dad's biggest takeaway, he kept saying this. It's kind of like, but Chung's in it. Chung's a Ken. Chung. And I'm
Chung.
Like, what do you?
Who?
He goes,
the guy?
Chung from Kim's Convenience. That's our show we like.
I love that show. Oh, and that guy
best
is
show,
very,
one of the best
very
shows
handsome.
TV.
So, you know,
he
I'm
said,
not
Chung's
even mad about
a Ken
it.
In it. And he's in a lot of it. And I'm like,
I'm not mad about it.
That doesn't make me want to watch this movie, Torture Dad.
Makes me
want
to watch it just a little bit.
Yeah, and then he said he really hates he's not here tonight to watch. To be
well, I hate that he's not here too. Doesn't feel the same.
And he did say he likes our new logo.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to throw that in there. He likes our new cartoon logos that we have.
I like that.
But, yeah, so we can make fun of him mercifully. Mercifully? Mercilessly next week for watching 10 minutes of Barbie.
We could be a little bit merciful, maybe.
Nah. He watched Barbie. None of us.
Gary's thinking about his rankings. He's trying to get back in the running.
Gary found out a sad truth today from Movie Torture Dad on the text string.
I dropped out of the ranking. I'm not even on the board anymore. I'm on Brad level.
Oh my gosh!
Well, we gotta make sure Brad's dad knows that he showed up on time. But I think that would help him to get back.
He was early. He was 5 minutes early.
Yeah, he was early. But it's bad if Blumhouse Trent is ranked ahead of producer Gary when Blumhouse Trent misses shows a lot.
He's only been on like two.
But he called out last time. But he'll be here next week for recording.
Okay.
Or so he says.
I guess. Time will tell.
Man, Brad's really calling Trent out right now.
I am. Calling Blumhouse Trent out.
Does he listen?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He'll listen to this one. This will be the one he listens to.
Well, we got to remember, he's the pastor that actually works.
Yeah.
You know?
Brad was like, yeah, wait.
Okay, back to this movie. So,
what movie were we talking about?
She meets this dude in a taxi cab. Now, I got to be honest. If I hopped in a taxi cab with a woman, and she goes, "This is my taxi." And I said, "This is mine." She'd say, "Get out of this taxi." And it wouldn't end this way. Like, I feel like she would forcibly make me get out of the taxi.
I mean, she can't.
Force you.
I don't feel like she can make you.
Then we're just going to ride together then, right?
Does anybody need a taxi so bad? I'd sit there,
be like, we can go to the same place.
Does anybody ever need a taxi so bad?
No, they have Ubers now.
It was pouring rain, in the movie, so.
This is a common thing that happens on movies and TV shows.
Yeah, they have to have a natural way of meeting, especially if it's in New York.
Yeah.
Especially because all of these love movies happen in New York, because I guess you can't fall in love in any other city.
Yeah. City of love, right?
No.
Isn't that a different one?
There's the city of brotherly love is like
New York, the city that never sleeps.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the city of love is.
Isn't that Philadelphia?
Yeah.
No, that's brotherly love. That's different. That's not the same.
That's a different kind.
What's L.A.?
I would say Paris.
Oh, I guess Paris would be the city of love.
I was thinking France.
Paris, city of love. Yeah.
We're smart.
Okay.
We got it.
I want to talk about this guy, Alex. What's his name?
Hold on.
I thought you said his name was Alex.
Alex what? I don't know.
It's Alex in real
Alex
life.
Hawaii Five.
Stan, the worst white man name ever. Stan.
Alex Stan?
No, his name in the movie is Stan.
Stan?
Stan.
They named
like
him
Stan the man. Yeah. Stan, Zoe, and Carol. Melissa McCarthy was Carol.
What's his name in real life? Alex.
Alex.
O'Laughlin?
O'Laughlin, I'm going to guess. Yeah. Is how
this
that's
guy
said.
Has the acting chops of a 2x4.
He could be a parent on Disney Channel is what I... Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be honest. I was thinking about this today. Her in Hawaii Five-0 had less chemistry than if I was stalking Roger in a movie and we were doing a meet cute. I feel like we'd have more chemistry in a movie together as friends. Than they had.
I'm glad you made that clear.
I'm glad you added that, but I think it was a little late. Because
I was picturing you showing up with a pillow.
That was definitely a little late.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
I'm pregnant. If Roger's pregnant to me, he's trying to get inseminated.
Oh, man. Rogers. Hey.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh. Brad.
I just feel like their chemistry was terrible. It's quite possibly the worst chemistry I've seen in any movie I've watched on here.
I don't know. The one movie where Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn, I think that could have been the worst.
That was pretty bad. I didn't feel like they're...
Because they couldn't stand each other in real life.
But they can act. This guy can't act. He is terrible.
I feel like he was kind of a quirky character. So, I don't know. I didn't feel like it was... that bad. It was cringy. They did light their whole date dinner on fire. That was entertaining to watch.
The date dinner?
Yeah. Did you watch that part or did you fast forward through it?
Did you say, I like the Caesar Milan scene.
What was that?
With the dogs.
The dogs. I remember the dog, because he had no legs or something, fell over in his little wheelchair. That made me laugh so hard. Did you see that scene?
Wait, one more time?
Her dog that had no back legs.
Oh, yeah.
And the wheelchair fell over. Yeah,
that was funny.
But in the car scene, that dog had legs. So they were lying to us.
I like how you asked if I've seen that scene. I did watch.
You said you fast forwarded.
I fast forward a little bit through this movie because there's only so much pain I can watch dry. And
I watched this standing in line to donate plasma, and there was a really long line. So there was people behind me, and I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed that this is on my screen right now.
I bet they were like, oh my God, you see that girl? She's watching a 14-year-old J-Lo movie. She's so sad.
Well, I kept it small on my screen and then was taking notes underneath it. So I was like, I hope they can't see this.
Are we having a little technical difficulty?
No, yeah, we're good. We're good. Just keep talking. You're good.
So, yeah, they probably thought that was really sad watching you watch a J-Lo movie.
I was very embarrassed.
What would be sadder, watching a J-Lo movie or a 10-year Melissa McCarthy movie called Ghostbusters?
Honestly, I would probably choose Ghostbusters over this.
Oh, okay.
Well. I'm just like, because originally we were going to do Made in Manhattan. We switched to this, and I was like, we could have watched either one, and it would have been the exact same story.
I do think Made in Manhattan was longer than this movie, though. Yeah, we're going to get to the time on this movie, because it's...
ridiculous. Like, it was too unoriginal to be that long. What was it, hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
It's only an hour and 45? I thought it was like an hour and 60.
Maybe.
That's too... Oh my God.
I know, I just want to see if Gary... I looked at Gary and
smiled. When he said an hour and it was like hour 45, can't, there's nothing more than an hour 45.
You know what? What's my time limit, Gary? What do I like most on movies? What?
Hour and a half.
90 minutes.
90 minutes tops. And that's with credits. Like, I want credits to start rolling at 85. Mm. And you get the 5 minutes of credits and you turn it off.
You know... And thing is, like, I don't know if it was Marvel that did it to me, or I guess it was Marvel, because I always want to stay after the credits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, somebody's gonna do something, and then,
which this movie had that.
And then we go to like
this movie had a post credit scene where they came back and did
well,
something.
Well, no, yeah.
Oh, the bloopers are never funny though.
Melissa McCarthy actually had a funny one. I was like, they should have had this in the actual movie.
Melissa McCarthy. We've had this discussion.
I know. And I know she's like always the same. I know she's always the same. But I feel like if they had taken her end credit blooper and actually put that in the movie, it was way funnier than anything she said in the movie.
I will say this, though. What would help this movie?
Chris Hemsworth. I mean, yeah, well, I agree.
Probably. But I think this movie would have been more charming and funnier and quirkier, mm-hmm, had you reversed the McCarthy-Lopez roles and let Melissa McCarthy be the one that's needing a baby. And he falls in love with her.
Yeah.
And she's the kooky.
Cute.
She's the kooky sidekick lady who's trying to help her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all that stuff.
I could see J-Lo being a weird, like, group leader for that single mom's and proud group.
Single moms and proud. She could wear a bandana and be like really out there.
I could see her
there
being really weird, yeah.
Yeah, and then Melissa McCarthy's the real meek, chunky lady at the...
Just quirky, goofy.
Quirky and chunky.
Yeah. Oh, why are you going to add that in there?
You said it twice. Yeah, why are you going to do that, Brad?
He's pointing out that he's using the word chunky.
I am. Because we had that discussion last time, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. And I actually had a talk with a lady recently, and she was referring to another lady who was bigger. And I think she used the word fluffy. And I was like, what?
There cannot be that many good words for you. Just don't mention it, Brad.
Portly.
No. No.
Hannah's like, no.
No.
Thick.
I did ask a guest on my other podcast, like,
yeah. What'd she say?
No, you can't call them fluffy and portly.
So why do you continue to do it?
I don't. I changed it. But I'm telling you, nobody would put, like, Melissa McCarthy the way she looked in this movie. Because she's an attractive lady.
She's
100%. She's an attractive lady. Even when she was in Bridesmaids, she can fix up and she's pretty.
Yeah.
She lost a lot of weight, like, the last
couple
of years.
You don't think so, Rod? Okay. Rod's coming back in a minute. He'll be here.
Yeah.
He's on a trip.
All right.
No.
I don't know why that was. No.
It's like she it, it's. It's, she's got I a great he's getting personality. Ready to leave.
Okay, what I'm saying is, like,
no, that's it.
This would have been a good movie if, like, she was weight challenged.
Weight challenge. Call her thick.
She was thick.
There you go. Thank
and
you.
And all of Hawaii Five-0's friends were like, "Oh my gosh, you like?" It's kind of like a Shallow Hal movie, but right. with her, it's believable. That she can't find a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not believable that J-Lo can't find a man.
That happens to a lot of girls nowadays, though. Very attractive girls. They can't find men. So it, like, it seems like it would be unbelievable because she's attractive. But in real life, that does happen.
So if we put... I'd love to have this experiment. We need to find Melissa McCarthy and Jennifer Lopez and bring them here. And if we put them in a room...
Bring them.
With
sounds like an evil master.
There we go. There we go. Pervy Brad again.
We need to kidnap them in the back of McCarthy and
throw them in the back of the van.
Is that why you drove the van today?
Bring them to me.
Throw them in the van, Hannah. We're gonna take them. We got an experiment.
Bring them to me.
And put them in a room with 100 men.
Uh huh.
They look like they looked in this movie.
Uh huh.
How many of those 100 men would flock to Melissa McCarthy, and how many would flock to J-Lo?
I would think 99 would flock to J-Lo, and there would be one guy who would be like, I know I'm not worthy of J-Lo, so I'm going to go with the portly chick.
The portly guy said. So, Gary, your task for the week is to go up to Los Angeles and kidnap the two stars, bring them here, we're going to make this work.
You fly in Spirit.
Yeah, you got to fly Spirit.
Just FYI.
Yeah, just give Ben Affleck a drink or two, and you'll be easy to take J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. He's
Oh, I forgot. They were married.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Hannah. Do we have a sponsor for this episode this month?
Oh, yeah. We sure do.
We forgot to do our sponsor. Sorry, sponsors. No. We're there. For you listeners that have listened this far in, you'll now hear our sponsor.
I'm sorry, my Barry White beginning kind of threw us off.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Does this have history? Where did it go?
While Hannah's doing that, she's pulling the read up that we have.
I wish it kept history on here.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't? What?
Okay, well, while she's doing that, we've had some good reads. And Jennifer Lopez, she obviously is not a monthly subscriber to Afflection.
Afflection?
we promoted that on the Hypnotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What is our read today, Hannah?
Okay. Are you tired of the same old routine? Do you dream of escaping the clutches of everyday life? Introducing Houdini's Helper. Sounds like Hamburger Helper. The ultimate solution for those who need a little disappearing act in their lives. Psst. Hey, you. Yeah. You. You tired of your boss breathing down your neck? You want to dodge that awkward family reunion? With Houdini's Helper, you can vanish into thin air without the hassle. Say goodbye to deadlines and hello to anonymity. Our patented, that thing.
I got you, Hannah.
Formula guarantees a grand exit without the pesky paperwork or emotional goodbyes. Houdini's Helper, because sometimes life is just better when you're not in it. Available now at select retailers. Call 1-800-VANISH-ME to disappear today. Houdini's Helper, vanish with style. Disclaimers apply. Do not... Not responsible for any unexpected encounters at your own funeral.
Oh, my gosh. As always, producer Gary tries out every product before we promote it. He just can't remember the stuff that he tries out.
Oh.
But he did try this out, but he's forgotten it already.
Yeah, the men in black guys come, and they just like, and I can't remember.
Houdini's helpers?
No, I try the product, and then they're like,
oh.
Wait, this isn't out yet, so you can't tell anybody. So they just, and I can't, I don't.
Do you remember rubbing the Afflection cream all over your body?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you did. We watched you do it. You're like, I'm trying this.
That's worse.
Yeah.
We watched you do it. Fuck.
I was okay with it until you started rubbing the nipples, and I just lost it.
Oh,
speaking of nipples, there was a 3-year-old breastfeeding in this.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's too old.
That's way too old. And then 9 months later, she was still breastfeeding.
But you know, Hollywood continues that joke. Like, it's supposed to be funny. Look, I get it. The kid's 9 years old and he's breastfeeding. They have this in movies. And you're always like, what's this kid doing?
I saw the first time I ever saw that was in Grown Ups. That's all I remember. But yeah,
Hollywood used that joke. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm just, who cares?
It's weird. It's definitely. I mean, I don't want to say who cares. Please don't have a child that does that. If you're listening, and you're thinking about like, it's like he said. You know, he's 5 years old. Are you sure we should take him off now? Yes.
Just can I tell y'all a funny story? Record. Jonathan, who comes on every month here, right? Mm-hmm. My wife and I were out on vacation with him and his wife one time. We were out to dinner at Snowshoe, West Virginia, and something was brought about breastfeeding, and my wife found a chance to really get him. So she goes,
"Oh no!
What are you talking about?" He goes, "Yeah, something about breastfeeding." Like it's too, she goes, "I breastfed till I was 9 years old," and he goes, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, what's wrong with that? Like I would go to school, come home, mom would pull it out, I would breastfeed."
That's hilarious.
She kept it going, and him and his wife were just like.
Your wife did this?
Yes.
This sounds like a you move.
No, yes. This is 100% Brad's wife move. And she had him going, and they were bleeding. Finally, she goes, "I'm just kidding." And they're like, "Oh my gosh, we really thought you breastfed till you're like 9 years old." It's like, no.
That would be so disturbing.
Yeah, she had him. We'll have to bring that up to him next time he's in here.
That's funny.
Look at Roger.
I'm just thinking about next time I speak to Jonathan, what I'm going to say to give him a hard time.
So. Oh, gosh. He believed it, man. He was in it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I like how this movie's really just got nothing of substance.
I did enjoy the birth scene. That was really funny to me.
Oh, in the pool?
Yes. I tell you what, if I was in a pool about to give birth and like 12 women were in there chanting and banging on drums, I would climb out of there so fast and strangle them.
Yeah, that would. I thought the cruelest scene of all was when she goes out to the farm. They're finally intimate,
mm-hmm.
and she's opening her heart to him.
Yeah,
and he's like, and then she just like
he was a jerk about it.
I would at that point
he was a jerk. Okay, these kinds of movies, the men so many times are very like misogynistic and jerks, and the women always are like, "I'm sorry." Like, I stole you and chase them down, and it drives me insane.
It's annoying. And and also, this movie makes you think being a parent is, like, the worst thing ever.
That's
and
another I thing.
I love being a dad.
Yeah.
There's nothing in life I love more than being a dad because I've been sick all weekend. My son was sick. He laid in the bed with me all weekend, cuddled up to me. Like, there's nothing better than that. And these movies... Mm-hmm. Say, "Oh my God, you'll be a parent. Your life's going to suck."
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to point out about these rom-coms, because there's always the main actress has a best friend who's a mom with like two or three children. The house is a wreck. It's absolute chaos. The mom's hair is a mess. And she's talking about how she doesn't have the same body. She's like, "Don't have kids."
Okay, don't look. I'm going to ask a true or false or a question, your multiple choice question.
Don't look at you.
Boy.
What? Was this screenplay written by a man or a woman?
Well, this has to be a trick question. Probably a man.
I'm going to say woman.
I'm just going
to... Tiebreaker.
Man.
It's a woman.
Wow.
Who is probably upset about being a mom.
I mean, that just kind of
but
goes right to you.
But when that lady had three kids all 8 months apart, 9 months, you're going to have a house running around like
well,
that.
Well, if you don't train your children and run your house intentionally, you're going to have chaos. And you have no one to blame for that but yourself.
I did like Anthony Anderson showing up. He's always good. From Blackish.
I don't know that I've seen that.
You don't know? Don't
from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Law and Order.
From
see, I don't remember
Malibu's
people's names.
Most
what
wanted?
Was the name again? Oh, the
Anthony
playground
Anderson.
Dad. Yeah, he was funny. He had some good bloopers at the end, which you probably didn't get to watch.
I didn't watch. Look, when this movie took me about 20 minutes past my limit, and I was texting Roger movies I watched this weekend, and I was wanting an attaboy from Roger. I didn't get it, but I was wanting it. And I fished. I said,
"Attaboy, Brad."
I watched Mission Impossible. That was a long movie.
How long is it?
Oh my gosh, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long.
I watched it from start to finish.
Wow.
It's an hour and a half too long.
And I wanted Roger to go, "Wow, that's a long movie for you, Brad. That's a good job." Didn't get it.
He's probably like, "I can't believe you did that."
Max even watched it with me, the whole movie. And he hates watching movies. He hates movies.
What time did you start that?
I started on Saturday and watched it all morning.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a morning thing. Because I feel like if I watch a movie, it's at night. Mm. So to watch a three-hour movie.
But you're stuck in the bed and you can't leave your room, there's nothing else to do but watch movies. So I watch movie after movie after movie.
I've done that too, yeah.
Yeah. So there is that.
Mm. Let's see. Was there anything else about this
movie?
There was another character from Brad and I's childhood. Tom Bosley.
Oh my gosh.
Happy Days.
He looks so old, his last movie.
Yeah.
Do you know Happy Days? He's also the star of Father Dowling Mysteries.
No, I've never even heard of that.
I don't know that one.
You didn't watch that show?
Never.
He played
of that.
A priest that solved crimes and mysteries.
Happy Days is where I know him from.
Isn't that just
I would figure that'd be something your mom and dad would have let you watch.
Happy Days?
Yeah.
Sounds heathen. No,
that was with the Fonz, Henry Winkler, and Ron Howard was Richie Cunningham.
Oh, that's the guy from the Waltons.
No.
Yes, one of these guys was in the Waltons.
He was on the Waltons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched the Waltons and Bonanza and like Texas Ranger and Bible movies. Adventures in Odyssey.
Bible Man.
Veggie Tales.
Have you ever seen Bible Man or heard of it? I'm just curious. Okay.
No.
Because I remember I watched, I've seen that before.
There was one, Treasure it's Keepers or something.
Brad remembers Willie Ames, don't you?
Is he in this movie too?
He was Bible Man.
Oh, Willie Ames was also Charles in Charge's friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Him and Scott Baio.
Okay, I did have a question about this one. Because at one point when J-Lo first meets the dude that she ends up dating or whatever, she calls him a stupid head.
Oh.
So I was wondering what your favorite insult is to use on people. What's your favorite name to call them?
Me?
Yeah.
Favorite thing to call people?
Like favorite insult to use.
But playfully, right? You know.
Yeah, not like actually trying to hurt someone's feelings.
Like when I talk to Max, my son, I'll say, "Don't be a moron."
You do moron. Like moron.
Yeah,
Moron's my word. Like, okay. Don't be a moron.
Yeah,
you're being a moron right now. Stop it.
I use peasant. Nice, like you peasant.
You just called us peasants in the beginning.
You did.
Well, you Roger.
I don't know. It depends on the person, but like when Jordan was younger, I'd call him everything from like turkey head, pumpkin head. You know, just.
Yo, turkey stuff. Head. I like that.
So, yeah, sometimes I'll call our little dog pumpkin head. I'm like, get over here, pumpkin head.
Call me a pumpkin head.
My dad called me pumpkin, but it wasn't like, it was like a term of endearment, I guess.
Like a lot of times when Crystal and I are going back and forth, she'll say, dude, and I'll say chick. And we'll just go back and forth like that. So,
bro. Yeah. Woman? I do woman a lot too.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. Like, ever since Brad and Matt were like, he's Gary. He's going to be Gary. I can't. Like, I've never been able to top that. I've never been able to come back from. I have accepted Gary. I will never not be
Gary. But what do you like to call other people? You don't call other people Gary.
No, that's what I mean.
He probably calls me a lot of bad words he can't say on the podcast.
No.
In his mind.
Not anymore.
Do you say idiot? I feel like you'd be an idiot guy. Like
you do kind of strike me as an idiot guy, but I've never heard him say idiot.
A turd.
It is usually something being like stupid in some way you are an idiot
idiot stupid or dumb I feel like would be the three
dummy yeah. Big dummy sometimes in my head it's is that Sanford
you big turd muffin
yeah,
you
yeah.
Big
yeah.
Dummy.
You big dummy
you big dummy
something like that so I don't say it like that as much but in my head it sounds like that a little bit.
Roger, you got any reviews for this movie?
I do. Let me pull those up.
I have some as well.
Oh.
That were
I've got some Amazon five stars.
This movie was described as airy, charming, and light.
What is a light movie?
This movie was
like light. It's not heavy. Like
I thought she said.
It's not
light.
A downer.
I was like,
no.
who reviewed this? The Klan? Like what are we talking here?
Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 17%, and a total score of 3.7 out of 10. The consensus states that Jennifer Lopez is as appealing as ever, but the backup plan smothers its star with unrelatable characters and a predictable plot. Another review says that it gave it a weighted average from 0 to 100, gave the film a score of 34% based on 32 reviews. Hollywood Reporter said a winning performance by Jennifer Lopez overcomes a formatic, predictable rom-com that involves a planned pregnancy. So another guy said it wasn't very good.
I like that one.
Not very
short,
good
to the
bland.
Point.
So,
I've got some Amazon. This is from Christine Rose, who I would not ever want to be her friend. She said, I have given this movie hands down rave reviews up one side and down the other with the full amount of stars I could give it.
What?
If it hadn't been for my point mentioned above, but still in all, you definitely should see this movie. Lopez and O'Loughlin are brilliant together. They are both incredible actors with lots of talent and a gift for making you love their characters.
Do they pay people
like
to give?
Mediocre
to give?
At
Christine
best.
Gives it five stars. She said, one of my favorite movies. They are maybe a handful of movies I rewatch, and this is one of them.
No.
Funny and very cute movie.
No.
Jenny from the Block said she got this one right. First, I've seen it. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, she needs to go back to the block.
Flawless montage. Turn the sound off, and you get the story. But don't do that. You'll miss the music. Great story. I can't tell you how much the story improves on. Sorry to say it. The reality of New York City. Let's just say right here that Zoe made up for two whose mamas went all PP past sad, just saying.
What?
What did you
I think
say?
She had a stroke while
the
she was writing that.
I watched set in New York was Crossing Delancey from 1998. Similar theme without the latter reproductive technology. Nice to stand as a goat herd.
What?
Does bear what? Triplets and wean them with two teats.
What?
Regularly raw milk cheese from free range local. Did producer Gary write this? Even if your family is lactose intolerant, and that's normal, adult lactose production is a relatively recent mutation. Your kids aren't. Worldwide until on average age 7 or so. I gotta keep reading this.
A
sure sign of a self assured actress that she lets us see her character eating. Great to see Anthony Anderson nearly reprise his role in Big Mama's House. Here he's sort of a playground doula for O'Loughlin's character. Loved it. O'Loughlin almost looks Jewish, which, in my humble opinion, would have worked much better for the story if not the box. The only thing this movie lacked, I mean at all, was more Jews and more Latin dance. Sad to see our neighbor Jenny all in touch with someone like Affleck. I understand his bicycle Iran story. Well realized, I must say, but as Jenny's man, she can do better.
I understood maybe 25% of it. The rest of it, I heard the words, but they were not.
What was that bit about goat cheese?
Let me go back to that. This might be our all-time.
Intolerance was somewhere in there.
She goes.
Somebody took one too many gummies. You
it's
know.
It's yeah. Nice that Stan is a goat herd.
Okay.
Does bear triplets and wean them with just two teats. Regularly. Raw milk cheese from free-range local critters is very helpful.
She was that, on shrooms. She was seeing extra characters in this movie.
Even if your family is lactose intolerant.
You can still watch cheese.
And that's
cheese.
Normal. Adult lactose, adult lactase production is a relatively recent mutation.
Oh, my God.
Your kids aren't worldwide until on age, average age 7 or so.
She's trying to throw a conspiracy theory in there.
Is it vegetarian propaganda? What is this?
I don't know.
That's
but
drugs.
Then I like how
that's
she
drugs.
Said, we need more juice. Like, she just throws that in there. I'm like, I didn't think that one time. And I like how she has not watched one movie that's set in New York City. Hundreds of movies a year.
Didn't she say she watched one in like 98?
88.
Yeah. 88. 88.
She has not watched a movie set in New York City since 1988. You've Got Mail. Not. Any of those rom-coms, any Adam Sandler movie.
Rom-com, because they're all set in New York City.
Yeah, she hasn't watched any Adam Sandler movies. Jeez. They're always usually in New York City Los Angeles.
I want to find more of her reviews, because that was fun. Like, that was a lot of fun.
I'd be her friend.
Yeah.
I've never heard a review and I was like, I want to be their friend, but she takes the cake.
I found some more reviews.
You don't take the drugs that she does.
We got to do those movies.
Honestly, I think it'd be fun enough just to watch her.
She did a review on Dr. Zhivago.
That's Jewish, right? I don't know, but let's find out, because if it is, she'll tell us.
Oh, wait. What is this?
Okay.
Betting on the Bride. She reviewed that?
We need to go through her watch list, her review list.
They'll all be horrible movies.
And do those movies.
We can have a month of her movies. Bro, that's our next month.
We got Roger. She's got Machine Gun Preacher. She reviews that movie with Gerard Butler.
Is that right next
she's
to
Melissa
Patrick?
The
that's
General.
A serious one.
She's got Nicolas Cage in Pig.
Oh. Is that a live action? Is that a horror? Is that a cartoon?
What is that? Yeah.
She's got...
Good talk.
Unplanned.
I'm looking.
Unplanned?
I don't want to do that.
Pregnancy?
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. The Backup Plan, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And...
She likes the movies with plans in.
She does.
Man.
But, okay. Let's just leave it. Real fast. I'm just curious. She did this Nicolas Cage movie, Pig. I've never seen it.
Says it's a thriller.
Is this a thriller? It says it's a thriller.
It looks like
horror-esque.
Okay,
that's terrifying.
He's got he's all scraggly looking, and he's in the woods.
No, absolutely not.
In these pictures.
She said, fashion industry food.
Huh?
No human trafficking here, just running one
again
set.
Again.
What?
So apt is Portland too. What a shame. At least not yet. It's not California. OMG. This is such a subversive film. It's like ingredients matter. WTF. The menu prices attract the worst types.
What?
She's craving things.
Them with their elaborate piercings, weird hair, beyond even a mandarin's fingernail. Their awful profanity and baby killing. And many of them have arrest warrants in law-abiding jurisdictions. Hence, Portland.
What?
What? I know less about that movie now than before.
I don't know
when you read that.
we should just do readings of her reviews.
That movie has a 3.7 star rate. It's 97% Rotten Tomatoes.
She reviewed Alpacin C1 caffeine shampoo.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't either. She said, any of you get two bottles with each order here? I confess to ordering this brand of shampoo based solely on their professional bicycle racing team sponsorship. OTH, I nor my budget, nor especially my hair, have come up short. At all, granted, I'm a sporty guy.
This is
a
guy?
Whoa.
It's a dude? It's a dude?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
It is not a dude.
Oh my gosh. There's no way.
What's the dude's name?
And wear my hair short for post-exercise hygiene. Nevertheless, I've worn ponytails
in my
long life.
He's a gym dude.
I'm pretty sure this would cover a ponytail for me.
Is he?
I don't know.
Gay?
Possibly.
We're gonna talk about this more off.
Or confused?
Off camera.
Yeah. Maybe confused.
We need to.
I'm definitely confused. Anyway.
What a great episode, guys. We gotta end this episode so we can talk about the pig review. And
all right, we got
Gary's
two things. We got two things.
We do. Yes.
Who would Gary be in the movie?
Mm.
Oh, easy. He would be the pizza man.
Yeah.
That she says, will you impregnate me? And he goes, no.
Wait, she asked a pizza man?
No, just in this movie.
He could be the doctor. He could be a doctor's assistant. And he's totally grossed out every single time.
And he passes out every time a doctor pulls his hand out and it's got blood with gloves.
It's like, how did you get out of medical school?
Yeah, that's what Gary would be.
Yeah.
Or he could have been the taxi driver. Who had just ignored him. He'd been like,
He's just wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a backwards hat, and he's sitting up there with his paper that says, "Don't ask me."
I like that. That was funny. Roger. Hannah, movie torture, yes. Movie gold.
This was torture. This, I think, is officially my bottom three or four of all the movies we've done.
Okay. Roger?
I'm kind of in the middle because... All right, here's the deal.
Brad has gone into shock.
Here's the deal. Like, it's like every other rom-com. So it's like, it's not more terrible than any of the others to me. I mean, they're all the same. So it's, you know.
If it's going to be the same, you need to make it less than 90 minutes or like closer to an hour.
I'm a wrestling. I've watched wrestling my whole life. I literally, as I watch the show, 99.8% of the time know what's going to happen. And it's just the same in the rom-com. So to me, it's just maybe something new, a funny line or a different scene. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I hadn't seen that before. But yeah, they're all the same. So it's hard for me, like the if it was a romantic com with like the old farts in the other movies we've watched, then yeah, that would be painful. But at least it was J-Lo and, you know.
Are you talking about... what's your favorite movie with Freddie Prinze we watched?
The Book Club. The Book Club movie.
No, I'm
that
talking
about... That wasn't
bad. I'm talking about the
Boys
one...
Boys and Girls?
Yeah, where he farts and gets the models farting at the end. Oh, jeez. Isn't that Boys and Girls?
I think so.
American Pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. This is...
Really? You're in between on the... You're giving this a bronze?
It's not movie torture to the level of some of the other stuff we've
watched. It's because J-Lo's in it.
Oh, my gosh. So. Okay, first off... listen.
First of all.
First of all.
Oh, Jesus.
It's definitely not worse than Batman and Robin.
Hold on. First of all, they can have the same script in every romantic comedy, but they got to have charm. Like Matthew McConaughey.
Yes,
and Kate
I will
Hudson,
watch Matthew McConaughey.
I will
McConaughey
watch the same story with him. It's
freaking
funny.
Day.
He's got charisma. Mm-hmm. He's humorous.
He's funny. He's nice to look at.
I don't care about the looks, things. But. Roger, this is a hardcore movie torture. This now is rock bottom for me.
What?
Like, this is...
Absolute bottom? Like,
bottom. It's beneath Son of the Mask.
What?
It over to... Now, bottom is Backup Plan, Son of Mask,
Batman and Robin. Wow.
Brad's got...
Batman and Robin's moving up in the world.
I was going to say, Brad's got a lot of new... Worst
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
Well, we just had that one.
Well, surprise.
But we've had movies that had no funny scenes or nothing in them. This at least had a handful of funny scenes.
I hear you on that. If it's at least a little bit entertaining, yeah. Then it's like, okay, it's...
The pool scene. I mean, just the birthing scene. That to me was...
That was hilarious.
I mean, the whole, like... My focus
Maybe
is on you. You can't.
You're my focal point.
You're
Don't
my focal
you
point. Yeah. I mean, that was hilarious.
And she sounded like a cow.
Yeah.
Those sounded like real contractions. I was like, that woman's actually giving birth.
She sounded like she sounded like the daughter of Satan. And some of the stuff. That she was like,
ah! I just don't think this movie's redeemable, man. Sorry. J-Lo and him are the worst duo ever in a movie romantic comedy for me. Like, this movie they have less charm. Then friend of the show, Christine Lakin, and Joel whatever from Hottie and the Naughty. And Paris Hilton.
I saw him the other day on one of those Google, one of the phone commercials where they order pizza.
That was him?
Watching the game. Mm-hmm. I think that was him, yeah.
That movie was better than this. Like, because this movie pretends that it wants to be pretentious and good. It acts like it's a great movie.
I just don't like that it's the exact same as everything else.
It is. It's
and
terrible.
It's too long to be the exact same as everything else.
It is.
You gotta make it long. You gotta come up with something new.
You do.
And there was nothing new.
Well, for my good friend, First Lady Movie Torture Hannah, for producer Gary, for my buddy Raj.
I'm the lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. For me, I'm Brad.
I'm
Brad, recovering from sickness. We'll see you next week on Movie Torture.